It's 6 o'clock. I'm Francine Jordan Higgins. The former Radio 1 presenter Dave Lee Travis has been charged with sexual offences against 8 women and a 15-year-old girl. The DJ was first arrested last November by detectives from Operation Yew Tree, the investigation set up after the Jimmy Savile scandal. Police say the allegations are not linked to Savile and cover a period of 30 years. Dave Lee Travis, who's 68, denies any wrongdoing. Determination and focus are two reasons why pupils in Jersey achieved such high A-level results, says a spokesperson from the Education Department. More A-level students in Jersey have achieved the top grades compared to last year. Official figures show there's been a 1.5% rise in the numbers getting an A star and an A. Andy Gibbs, the head of lifelong learning and skills, says most pupils will be going to their first choice of university.
The numbers who are going into clearing are relatively few. They're actually achieving, that's their first choice. There will be others who will have picked up an insurance choice university. So our students, again, good results equate to hitting these benchmark or these targets, conditional offers that they've been given. And they've achieved that this year. So relatively few in clearing. So far, probably only just in the low double figures, I would think, across the island.
But for those pupils who didn't get the grades they wanted, there are other routes. Recruitment consultant Sarah Milling says clearing employment or gap years are an option for those who are disappointed with their results.
The biggest piece of advice for me would be for them to do some research, have structure to their day, decide what the positives and negatives are, and where their skills lie. I think the most important thing for each candidate, either leaving school or going to university, is that they've got to have the right attitude, they've got to be positive, enthusiastic, and really take time to decide what they actually want to do.
Two men have been charged with importing heroin into Jersey and possessing the drug. Police say £53,000 worth of the drug was seized last night. John Dennis Vera de Freitas and Mark Philip Gomez Perez, both 29, are charged with a range of drug offences. They were arrested in St Helier last night and will appear before magistrates tomorrow. President Obama has strongly condemned the violence against Egyptian civilians and has cancelled a joint military exercise due to have taken place next month. The Egyptian authorities say more than 500 people died in clashes after security forces in Cairo broke up protest camps set up by supporters of the deposed President Mohamed Morsi. Property